The issues surrounding the voluntary survey on marriage equality continue, with the first of the High Court challenges being heard this week. And while we wait to see if the voluntary postal survey will even go ahead, there are those on both sides of the vote who are trying to change people's minds. And on Saturday, a Yes campaign ad that will be aired nationally very soon was shot by Australian Marriage Equality AFTERS lecturer Matt Dabner was present at the shoot and joins us in the studio now. Welcome, Matt.
Thank you.
So what was it like being at the shoot on Saturday?
Well, it was really exciting. I mean, you know, I think this is a really important topic for people to, sort of coalesce around either, you know, in the yes or the no frame. And it was great to be there with other like-minded yes people and going and doing something, you know, tangible in terms of getting people's hearts and minds changed if this postal survey goes ahead.
And being on the right side of history, I'd
say.
Indeed. So we've got the High Court challenge happening this week. What will happen if the survey is vetoed?
If the survey is vetoed, I believe it goes back to Parliament to do their job, which is really what most gay and lesbian people and their allies would actually prefer. No one's kind of, you know, out there excited about this postal survey going ahead, this very expensive, non-binding, you know, a public opinion poll that the government has foisted upon us. So if it goes back to Parliament, then I think that we just ramp up the pressure and make sure that the politicians get something done very quickly.
Yes. And since it's been announced that we are undertaking this $122 million postal survey, how have you found the rhetoric surfacing, you know, on both sides? How has it been?
Look, so far, you know, I think it's been a bit disappointing in terms of what we've seen come out, especially from the No campaign. As has been reported in the press, you know, there are a lot of people sort of, they know that they cannot actually campaign on the issue, which is whether a man and a woman, you know, or a man and a man, or a woman and a woman can actually, you know, get married. They're trying to steer away the, you know, discussion around the topic to other, what they see as related issues, but it's actually not the issue on which, you know, the yes or no question will be based.
So, yes, it's quite misleading. And there's that ad that a lot of us have seen now, which is, you know, the concerned parent talking about their child at school. And that's really got nothing to do with this postal
survey.
Nothing
to do with it whatsoever.
So that's exactly what we were worried about when it was announced, that it would just be a platform for people to share what I would call hateful views.
We do have to be careful about people who are, you know, at a sort of critical juncture in terms of their coming out process, or, you know, being familiar, or, you know, happy with who they are. And this sort of, you know, discussion in the community is really not a great you know, thing to have happen for those people. And we've got to sort of, you know, look out for those as much as we can.
Absolutely. And what role do you see advertising playing on maybe changing people's minds about this?
Well, so far from the Yes campaign, I think that we've had a fairly positive, you know, contribution. And, you know, we're going to campaign on the positives of that, you know, love is love. This is an issue about fairness and equality. And really, that's all it's about. So, you know, I think if we can all kind of keep a positive frame of mind and just sort of go out there and kind of, you know, state our case with positivity, then hopefully we will reach in and you know, change people's minds about this issue if they are undecided or on the fence. And certainly, you know, what I've heard from the campaign so far is that the way that this has worked in the past and worked successfully in places like Ireland is you go out and you start having conversations with people about your own experience, if you are, you know, lesbian, gay, bi, or, you know, trans or whatever, and you sort of talk to people about why, you know, being able to marry and being able to have that freedom of choice is important to you.
Yes, putting a personal face to the campaign, because people might say they don't know anyone that's gay or lesbian or trans, but they probably do.
They do. You know, hate to sort of shock your listeners, but there are those gays in the community, myself included, who are already married. We got my husband and I got married in New York City in 2012, so 5 years ago now. And the world hasn't fallen in. The world hasn't stopped, you know, turning.
No.
And, you know, what have we got from it? Well, we're pretty happy. So, you know, yeah, there's no negative effects. The only people that, you know, a positive ruling on same-sex marriage is going to affect is same-sex people.
Absolutely. And for those that are supportive of this and want to see change, what can we do this weekend?
Well, coming up this weekend, we've got a very important rally for marriage equality that's going to be happening in Sydney on Sunday at 1 o'clock at Town Hall. The rally is going to go ahead no matter what happens in the High Court this week. If it's, you know, if the postal survey goes ahead, well, it's just a sort of the next step in the campaign in terms of, like, you know, getting out there and showing your support and, you know, sort of hearing, letting your voice be counted.
Yep.
If it's if the postal survey gets shot down, then it's going to be a great opportunity to put the pressure back on to the politicians to get in and get it done.
Yep, and this, they haven't, you know, if it does get shot down, that's not them having tried. No, they need exactly. to go back to the drawing yep. board and make this happen.
Exactly. So. And, you know, this is this rally is kind of coming on the heels of, we've had one in Melbourne a couple of weeks ago where 20,000 people turned out. There was a really great turnout in Canberra over the weekend, and we want a really great turnout for Sydney. And, you know, to really show that this is an important issue, an issue that should be dealt with, that should have been dealt with a long time ago.
Absolutely.
And that we can really get this done if we all work together.
Right. Thank you so much for joining us on AfterZFM, Matt. Great
pleasure.
To hear from you.